This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. This year on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, more than 92 million Americans took advantage of sales. 92 million. Well, there's another group of holiday shoppers who couldn't care less about a doorbuster or if something's 50 or 75% off, and there are plenty of businesses that cater to them. These customers expect the best, period, and they're willing to pay for it. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Eric Drachman brings us that story from Los Angeles.
It's a fabulous tree. That is a fabulous tree.
Clay Storseth is known as the Christmas decorator, and this is, of course, his busy time.
It's been every single day for 15-hour days, so you and me are talking at 12:20 a.m. I just loaded a Christmas tree into the back of my SUV from a job I was doing.
Clay usually works with some pretty high-end clients.
Well, mostly people who just call me and say, we'd like to do this and this and this and this, and then they don't really ask me how much it costs, and I go do it, and then I bill them, and they pay me.
Let's take this whole thing right here.
He decks the halls of private homes, mansions, and five-star hotels throughout Los Angeles. Clay counts Michael Jackson among his past clients.
Clay is particular.
Lyra Marble is the owner of Mr. Green Trees. For 20 years, Clay's been buying the best trees from her.
He spends a lot of time here, looking through the trees over and over and over again to find just the right one.
Lyra handpicks her inventory in Oregon and Washington, keeps them moist twice a day, and even humidifies the tent.
So we're sort of a very specialty, you know, the spa for Christmas trees.
And they do have spa prices. One of their 14-foot noble fir trees can set you back $2,000. So what would you pay to have someone decorate your mansion? Depending on what you're doing, Clay says it can cost $3,000. Or you might add a zero.
If you're doing something on a really, really big scale, and we're doing garlands on every window and putting 9 Christmas trees inside your home, yeah, it would be a lot.
Despite the expense, Clay is booked solid with more than 40 clients this year. In Brentwood, Compardi's Chocolates has almost more customers than it can handle.
But that's what they say, 'tis the season. This is our season. These 3 weeks are do or die for my business.
Jonathan Graham is the owner of Compardi's Chocolates. Compardi's hand makes beautiful chocolate truffles with exotic flavors like wasabi ginger and peanut honey sea salt.
We're in Brentwood, so we have the cream of the crop elite people.
People who can afford to order almost $13,000 of chocolate to complete their holiday gift list.
People call it the biggest chocolate box you've ever seen in your life. It's $160, and this person came in and ordered 80 of them. So that's 6,400 pieces handmade just for one client's order.
The holiday season is everything to these business owners. For Clay, the Christmas decorator, these few months of hard work will support him and his partner for the rest of the year.
I still act and I still do Shakespeare, but I get to do Christmas, and it keeps me in theater and my apartment in New York and my house in Los Angeles. So I'm lucky.
In Los Angeles, I'm Eric Drachman for Marketplace.